Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, I have here on the line with me Tom. He's been in business for 20 years, and he's looking about $40,000, and he's going to use the money probably for inventory, and he owns an auto auction business.
Perfect. I'll take it from here. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, so I just want to ask a few questions so we can just get on the same page here really quick. So you the 100% owner, Tom, of your business?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the name of the business?
Tom's Auto Auctions.
Tom's Auto Auctions. Is that a corporation or is that a sole prop from you? Or?
Yeah, corporation.
Corporation. S Corp or C Corp? Perfect, perfect. Yeah, by the way, my name's Pete. I don't know if you got that on that transition over there. I'm from San Diego office, Bank of Cardiff, just to kind of give you a little background on me. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about your background in the industry. So, you do auto auctions?
Auctions, yeah. We do accessories, windows, tinting, stereos, car and truck accessories.
Okay. Perfect, man. So do you typically, work on any older vehicles, or is this mostly...
You name it. Brand new vehicles from the dealership. We do a lot of dealer work wholesale, and we do everything down the antique hot rod resource.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, what's a good number to reach you back here, Tom? We did just get a new phone system. Is this 863-443-2695 good?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so, yeah, so what kind of inventory do you use here? You know, what are we talking about? I'm not really familiar with you.
Stereo, speakers, amps.
Oh, okay,
cool. Covers, steps, bedliners, vent shades, floor liners, all the tow equipment we do, the Blue Ox tow hitches, the regular trailer hitches,
nice.
Wheels, goosenecks.
You guys do tins too, I think you said?
Yep,
100%. Nice, nice. What's the craziest thing you've done to a car? Anything like Pimp My Ride, that old show, or not that crazy?
Oh yeah. No, we do well. Not as silly as some of theirs.
Yeah.
As far as loading a car up, we've done it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're using about $40,000 here for your inventory. You know, tell me a little bit about that. How long does it take you to flip that? What's the turnover?
We have about 140 in inventory right now.
So, okay.
While it's constant, we get a truck every day, and UPS every day, FedEx every day. So we get, we're constantly.
How long?
34,000 a month.
How long does it take to turn over your products, though? Like, 3 months, half a year?
It depends. Some things sell instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Within a day or two, and then some can sit on the shelf for 3 months. It depends on what they're looking for at the time. If it's vehicle specific, then it's harder to sell than if it's universal to fit on anything.
Yeah, I got you. No, most definitely. So just
like I tell, yeah.
All right. So just to kind of ballpark it, if you got $40,000 for inventory, on how you'd be able to flip that about every 3 months, every 4 months, just about?
Usually.
Oh, good, good. So what's your return on investment there? Obviously it's going to differ between parts here, but, 20% all the way up to 100.
Well, to get new lines, they like to do big purchases for the first if it's protected. And if it's protected, it means you have a territory where you ain't going to worry about a competitor down the street carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
And they require bigger buy-ins. And then if you do a big buy-in, you also get better pricing. If you do a big enough buy-in, you don't pay shipping on none of the orders for the rest of the year.
I got you.
If you do a good buy-in, like 10 or 15,000, it treats you a lot better. And I have four new lines I'd like to get into.
And each of them is about 10 to 15,000?
I don't have now. Yep, each.
All right, so 10 to 15K each. And you know,
three new protected vendors.
Yeah, so these new vendors, you know, where's the nearest competition?
Well, that's the thing, they protect you. So I'll have Highlands County, Hardy County, almost all the way to Okeechobee, so almost three counties. So if there's someone opens up and that's pretty far radius from here.
Yeah. So it's
in Sebringer and much in Lake Placid, they can't carry the line that I got.
I was in retail for a little.
Protected line now.
They had a similar thing with shoes of all things, you know, like Nikes and Converse. So, you know, you'd only be able to have a couple, right. You know, different locations throughout the state. So we had trouble getting certain brands, and so other brands were, you know, more accessible. So, you know, just getting back to the numbers, Tom, you know, just ballpark me on a return on investment, 50%, or, yeah, I know it's kind of hard to quantify sometimes.
I don't know what you mean.
Like, if I gave you, you know, how much is your markup? Yeah, your margins, your markup, yeah.
Usually 50, 60 points.
Wow. That's good stuff. I mean, it's a lot harder. You know, sometimes in the retail industry, you know, when you're purchasing inventory, you know, you're really only getting 20-30%. Yeah. Exactly.
They're not protected. They got it on the internet, and it's like five points sometimes.
Oh,
that's
crap.
That's why it's very important to get into a line that, you know, they can't just get anywhere. It's not on the internet. If it is,
Because I'll go buy it on Amazon.
That's
right.
You're taking apps.
Yeah, because you're in a brick and mortar location.
So you will find on Amazon. If you do see it on Amazon, it's at full pop.
Really? Okay.
So you can say, "Yeah, I can match that price," and you're making 50 points. And going,
yeah. So you get a pretty
fat
discount,
you know,
then.
It takes money to play the game, right?
Yeah.
There's not many companies doing it, but because of Amazon, more and more companies are doing it. They're protecting the little guy.
Oh yeah, you have
that's
to be
kick-ass.
In you know, reality, the situation is like you'd have to sell your products at 70% of the cost that they do, just, you know, electricity, rent, all those other cost factors going into every single piece of inventory that you have, you know, makes impossible to
right. That's why, even though it can turn it over fast, I can't pay it back like instantly, because, you know, you're going to constantly buy more as you sell it, and you do got overhead. So that's why some of the loans, they crack me up. They want, you know, they want it to pay back in 8 months. Like, that's a lot of money a month.
Yeah.
If our businesses didn't have overhead, that'd be pure profit. But when you got overhead and employees and
taxes
and stuff like that, you know, you can't.
Yeah, I'm
sure. You want a business to pull in, and yet actually your profit's like nowhere near that.
Yeah, no, I see it all day, man. You know, you'd be surprised. Some people are pulling in close to, you know, 300K a month, and then at the end of the month they're sitting with 15K in their bank account. I see it every day. So, you know, you're definitely not the only one. So kind of getting back, do you have any working capital loans out currently, Tom? You know, you kind of mentioned that, you know, you had some experience. Do you have any current loans out on the business right now? Anything you're still making payments on? No, nothing.
I'm making payments on the building. I own the building I'm in.
Okay, so mortgage the building. That's good. So you've been there for 20 years. Did you get the mortgage right away, and, you know, you're almost done now, or did you kind of wait a little bit on that?
What's that?
For the mortgage for your location. You've been in the same spot for 20 years?
No, we've been here for 15 at this location.
Okay.
We moved from a smaller building that we were renting to buying this one.
Yeah, good move. So, you know, just to kind of gauge in here what we can allocate for you.
They're going to see the switch. If you put it in right next to that one, they just flip it.
Yeah, he wants this in the one spot, and then this on the other one.
Like they're not going to know. All you got to do is the wire that goes to ground. Go from the switch over to the button, and then go to the relay. So you don't have to double wire. Go ground, the switch, out of the switch, to the button, out of the button, to the relay.
Oh.
Make it simple.
Already guaranteed.
How'd you wire it? I understand that. How do you wire the switch? You said you already have it wired. What'd you do? If you didn't do it the way I just said, how are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, so why can't you go from here to the switch and into the ground? So when your switch is off, it don't get a ground. So it doesn't do anything.
You make things so complicated. You make it so complicated.
Well, George came and asked me how to wire it, and I showed him. All you got to do, where the button goes to that relay, and the other side goes to ground, go into there and go into the button and go to ground. And this way, when you shut the switch off, the button don't work. Makes it simple. Leave the relays alone. It's just the button, so the triggers the relay.
Yeah.
Do the switch on the other side of it.
To the one side of the relay.
Right, and the other side goes to ground, right?
And the other side, ground.
Okay, so yeah. Just go to the relay. This side, instead of going to ground,
yeah.
Go to the switch, then held the switch to the ground.
Really?
You shut it off, it gets no ground, the button doesn't do nothing.
But you want the switch busted. But you can turn it on and off whenever you can the switch.
The ground will be constant.
It still works that way like that?
When you shut it off, that switch will not get ground, it will not work. When you flip it on, it'll work any time. Wow. I don't know how you're not how you don't see that. Okay. Forget the switch. Here's your button.
Yeah.
You're gonna ground one leg and the other leg is gonna go to the relay, right?
Right. One Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So instead of going to ground,
right.
You go to the switch, out of the switch and then go to ground.
Yeah. Okay. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Oh, okay.
Simple. That's as simple as it can be. Then the relays, you wire them like I told him. That's it. This way, off. When you shut the key off, compressor can't run. You can still honk it. You just can't run the compressor.
He wants where...
I don't care how he wants it. I wire it my way.
Oh, okay.
You find them off us, right? Or do you buy his brothers? They still came from here, either way. Why would George come to me and ask a question, show me a picture, and say, is this where you want it, and you guys wire different? Sorry about that, man.
No worries, man. It just sounds complicated.
Yeah, we do a lot of electrical homes.
Oh, man.
It confuses my guys.
Perfect. Yeah, just kind of getting back.
Show me a picture and said you want me what? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see, this is going to be 12 volt. All right, this one will be... Make it no game easy. You guys make it so complicated. You got 12 volts going into this relay. Constant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ignition to this side. Ground this side. And that goes to compressor. Turn the key on, compressor runs.
Okay.
Simple. You can't get any easier. 12 volt in, jump it over here.
I can't do a triple.
No. Well, yeah. This is 12 volt.
Yeah, that's something I can jump it to that. And
don't worry about
that.
Okay. So you got 12 volt here and here. This is your energizer. This is going to go to a button. Out of the button into the switch. Out of the switch into ground. Just go to your horn. Can't get no easier. If you do that, you're done. If you can't do it, George has no problem.
Yeah.
Doing the diagram.
Yeah, because one goes in and the other one goes
into the switch. Into the switch, and out of the switch, into ground. So when you cut it off, the switch has nothing. It's not touching nothing. It won't do nothing.
Okay.
with the switch on, it's going to run at any time.
Yeah, that means he can do it when the car is off?
Yes, he can do this all the time, 24/7. Until the compressor runs out. Because with the key off, it ain't going to let the compressor run. So if he does it, he can't use compressor. Okay. Fang horns won't do nothing. Still got to have your switch?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I mean, you don't know. You said you were going to put a switch on one side and do the button on the other.
Yeah, but I don't know which one didn't have a button.
Just drill a hole and put a... we did have some of these. Some of these will fit. Yeah, then just put a rocker. That's a power window.
Yeah.
Put a rocker in the middle there. All right. That's taken care of.
Hey, no worries, Tom. I just had a couple other questions real quick before I just shoot you an email and a follow-up with application. So have you had any of these, you know, working capital loans before? You said, you know, you had something that was like 8 months. Did you ever fund that, or what was
I've
your experience there?
I've gotten some, no. I wasn't going to do that. It just wasn't reasonable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go out of business trying to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Sometimes they don't make sense. Sometimes they do. That's what's kind of nice about these, the turnaround so quick. So once you can get me an application, you know, in about a day or two, what your numbers are. Just to give me some more inclination of what we can get for you, what were your gross annual sales like last year, like top-line revenue? You can just ballpark me, yeah. Right on 500K. Perfect, man. Yeah, so, you know, we could get you...
It's usually higher, but we're just now coming back.
Okay. No, we could get you anywhere, you know, between, you know, 35, 40, all the way up to about 50 or 60K. And then from there, you can kind of, you know, it's kind of like a line of credit where you'll decide how much you want to take out. And we'll just fund that for you. So if you want to just get the 40, you want to get a little more, a little less. But kind of all getting right, back onto right. The terms here, Tom. What do you think the minimum term length is going to be for you? These are, you know, typically more short term. You know, we can go longer than 8 months, obviously. But kind of the max for the first time customer is around 24 months, 18 months. Is that something you could swing, or is that going to be really, you know, constricting on the cash flow?
Yeah, probably be too tight to make it comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, putting it at, if you did 40,000 over, let's say 24 months, you know, you're still under 2,000 a month, but that's with zero interest, you know. But, you know, right around 2K a month here, I'm assuming,
I'm
you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that kind of interest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
pretty high, I think.
How about I just send you an application here, and we'll see what we can get. You know, we do offer up to 3 years. You know, how's your credit looking like? Good, bad, in the middle?
No, that's the thing. I had a bunch of rental properties and houses I was flipping when the economy got bad, and I got stuck with them, and all my renters lost their jobs and had to move out, and this area got hit hard. All my friends had their own businesses, lost their business. If it wasn't for my line of credit that I was using to flip the houses, that's what I used to pay my bills to keep the business. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have this.
I got you.
I pay all my bills on time. My credit's perfect now, but I have judgments from, you know, 5 years, 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I see it all the time. You know, you're not the first one that had been affected in the 2008, 2009. You know, coming out of that recession, it was pretty tough for a lot of people. A lot of businesses ended up closing. But you know what, how about I'll just shoot you an application, Tom, and we'll see, you know, what our term lengths can be and what the numbers are. And like I said, it only takes about a day to get the numbers back, and then I'll present them to you. If they make sense for the business, like, you know, if I can get you maybe 20K for 2 years or, you know, something where just a little help there, you know, if it makes sense for you, obviously you take it. We can fund it in about a day or two. If it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really cost you anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll think about it.
Yeah. Let me get your email. I'll shoot you something out here and you know, follow up with you tomorrow. Make sure you got it.
Tullo.
Tullo.
L-L-O, yeah, underscore Tom.
Underscore Tom.
At yahoo.com.
Perfect. What's your schedule looking like tomorrow? Are you going to be busy all day, or?
Yeah, we just hit season, so this week kicked in, and it's been crazy, crazy.
All right, I'll shoot you over this now.
We lose money, but this is our season.
Oh, good, man. Then, you know, if you have the cash flow ready, then you know, maybe one of these can work out for you. I'll shoot you this email, and I'll touch base with you tomorrow in the afternoon. Sounds like better, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll touch base with you tomorrow afternoon. Make sure you got it. Make sure to see if you have any questions, and we'll continue from there. All right, Tom?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye.
Yep, later.